first intermission here on Friday night. The Yellow Jackets down in River Falls, Wisconsin to take on the Falcons. And as always on a Friday night during our first intermission, it is time for the picks from the park. And our young charge from St. Louis Park, Minnesota comes into this week with a 5-4-1 mark. So not exactly where you wanted to be after a few weeks, is it, buddy?
I mean, I wish I could have, you know, done better on these on a couple of those picks, but still a solid start, still on the winning side of things, which I would like to stay on.
Okay.
So, let's start in NHL. We've got the Buffalo Sabres at the Calgary Flames. The Sabres have a great offense. Eichel, as I've said earlier this season, is absolutely outstanding. Reinhardt, Skinner, both really, really good players. They have a lot of good depth on the offense as well. The Flames, you know, right, they have a great offense in my opinion, but they haven't been as good as they could be. You know, Tkachuk definitely playing really, really well this year. But Lindholm, Monahan, and Gaudreau have just, you know, they're good players, but they've just kind of been not as good as they could be, in my opinion. I think there is room for improvement this season. And, I mean, Gaudreau, he's my favorite player in the league. I'm not sure what's going on. He's got, his plus-minus is minus 11. So, you know, the team as a whole needs to get a little bit better offensively. The Sabres have a solid defense. They have really good depth and solid goaltending. Flames, they have great players on defense. Earlier this season, they were struggling a little bit in goal. I think Rittich right now is solid. Last time they met, Calgary won, which was earlier this season. They're both kind of coming out of rough patches where they had a lot of losses. I think the winner of this game is going to be the Sabres on the road.
Yeah, you talked about Jack Eichel, and he's having a really nice year. I think he's at 16 goals or something like that right now. He's been playing really well of late. Wasn't afraid to, when his team was struggling, to drop the gloves and get in a fight with a, you know, with an opponent and see if they could figure out a way to kickstart the team a little bit. They've got some really nice players in offense. Their defense, young, defense, mobile. Calgary, on the other hand, that place is a mess right now with everything that went down with their head coach having to resign his position because of things that happened previously in his career. You mentioned Gaudreau, who's a minus 11. You got to tighten up a little bit on defense there because that means you've been scored on 11 more times than you've actually been on the ice for offensively. So they've got to tighten up the defense. They're really struggling in Calgary right now. So I don't blame you one bit for picking Buffalo on the road.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Division I hockey, UMass Lowell at Providence. Now, in my opinion, this game is going to be really, really close. It's a toss-up, in my opinion. Lowell is decent on offense so far. Matt Brown is playing really, really well. So is Carl Berglund. They're scoring solid points. Providence is amazing on offense right now. They're averaging about 4 goals per game. Jack Dugan, I think it is insane. 31 points in 15 games. Thompson also playing really, really well. 24 points in 15 games. Both those players are playing extremely well. They've got a lot of other good players. Prince is one of them who's been really, really good this year. And they're just a really, really strong offense. The Wells defense, one of the best in Division I right now. Not letting much in. Goalie Tyler Wall is literally a wall this season. He's playing super, super, super well. And Providence struggling a bit on defense. Lackey, he's been playing decent, but this is a really hard game for me to pick just because that you have the offense versus defense lineup, Lowell on defense, Providence on offense, which is going to be really fun to watch because both of those are really, really strong parts of their teams. I'm going to have to go Providence at home to win this game because of their really good scoring and because they're at home. But if it was at UMass Lowell, I think I would have to pick them. But Providence for this game.
So you're going with the home ice advantage on that. Providence is a good team. They're really, really skilled. And I mean, these are two polar opposite teams. You got Providence that can light up the scoreboard. You've got, and Lowell, their offense is built a little more toward grinding things out and not necessarily more trying to play better defensively and give up fewer opportunities as opposed to creating them on their own. So it's interesting that you have two very, very different teams here between Providence and Lowell, but Providence, tough team at home.
Yeah, all right. Next up, we've got Division III hockey, UWS at River Falls. This is the game that we are that I'm actually broadcasting tonight. So, UWS has a great offense so far. 4 goals per game. A lot of players playing really well. Durham, Bates, Lopez, Martin playing very, very well this season. River Falls has a solid offense. Housinger and Kuzin, I think it is, have been outstanding scorers this year. Wisconsin, or UWS, is playing great defense. Oscar Svensson has been fantastic in goal this season, and they're just a really, really strong defense. University of Wisconsin River Falls, they have a decent defense, but I think UWS undefeated on the road. I'm going to have to go UWS to win this game.
Okay, making the locals happy. I like that very, very much because you've picked the Jackets, or you didn't. 2 years ago, you picked the Jackets to lose to Concordia, and you were wrong. Last season, you picked the Yellow Jackets to beat Stevens Point, and you were wrong. So hopefully you pick the Jackets on this one and get it right. The Jackets have been very good offensively. There's no doubt about that. They've been really good defensively. Oscar Svensson has been wonderful in net, and he as we record this, we don't know if he is starting, but I'm pretty certain that he's probably going to get the start in the game on Friday. River Falls, on the other hand, is very, very good offensively, and that is predicated on their power play. That power play is firing at about 31%. The Yellow Jackets are still top 10 in the nation in penalty minutes. That's not a recipe for success, but if the Jackets can stay out of the box and not afford them that power play opportunity, I think they're going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a fun game. It's I'm looking forward to it. It's two teams that have been receiving votes in the national poll here the last few weeks, and it's definitely one of those measuring stick games, I think, for both teams to find out where they stand.
I personally think that UWS is the better team overall. I think that River Falls is good, but I think that UWS has been playing super well this season, and I think they're just the better team all around.
Okay, we appreciate that. So to review, Buffalo with a win on the road at Calgary, Providence with a win at home against UMass Lowell, and the Jackets on the road over River Falls.
Yep.
All right, we'll put these up and see how it all shakes out, and talk to you again next week, buddy.
All right, talk to you later.
We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.